Dr. Baligai here. This podcast belongs to a group of 10 podcasts on statistics in medicine. These podcasts should give you a solid foundation on this topic. It's derived from an outstanding chapter titled Statistics in Medicine in Baligai's Textbook of Internal Medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. The chapter is authored by Dr. Donna Windisch, MD, Associate Professor at Yale University School of Medicine. She is the Associate Program Director for the Yale Primary Care Internal Medicine Residency Program. Dr. Windisch completed her medical school degree at the University of Connecticut and her internship and residency in New York at the University of Rochester. She went on to do fellowship in general internal medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and obtained her MPH at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Dr. Windisch has been on faculty at Yale since her fellowship. She is clinically active in both inpatient and outpatient medicine, oversees the research and residency program for the Yale Primary Care Training Program, and teaches medical students and residents biostatistics and how to read medical literature. Multiple choice question. To determine if sunbathing is associated with pancreatic cancer, data from 60 patients with pancreatic cancer were collected. These patients were then matched for age, gender, and race to 60 patients without pancreatic cancer. The hospital charts of these patients were then reviewed to determine whether they also sunbathed. This study type is known as A, cross-sectional study, B, concurrent cohort study, C, case control study, D, retrospective cohort study, and E, randomized clinical trial. And the answer is C, case control study. This is a case control study since the outcome of interest is known prior to the study and the researchers are trying to determine factors associated with the outcome. Study design dictates how data are evaluated and subsequently interpreted. There are two main study types, observation and experimental studies. Observational studies. These studies observe a group or groups at one or more points in time without an intervention. There are three main types of observational studies: prospective cohort study, case control study, or cross-sectional study. Prospective cohort or longitudinal study. A prospective cohort study follows a group or groups over time to see if an event occurs. This study design is also called a longitudinal study. For example, one could follow a group of smokers and non-smokers for 2 years and look for lung cancer incidence. Case control study. A case control study compares those with an outcome and those without an outcome and looks at risk factors that may have contributed to the outcome. For example, you can find patients with lung cancer and a group of patients without lung cancer matched by age and determine the risk factors including smoking history. Cross-sectional study. A cross-sectional study takes a random sample of individuals at one period of time and classifies them according to the presence or absence of exposures and the outcome of interest. For example, one can survey individuals from a specific geographic location and determine the presence of lung cancer and assess risk factors for lung cancer, including smoking. Experimental studies. Experimental studies allocate interventions to one or more groups and make comparisons. There are three types of experimental studies: pre, post study, control trial, and randomized control trial. Pre-post studies assesses a characteristic of interest before and after an intervention and see if changes have occurred. For example, one can provide smokers with a medication to help them quit smoking and after a designated time period, see if it was successful. Control trial or randomized control trial. In a control trial, both groups are treated equally, except the control group does not receive the intervention. The course of both groups is followed for the outcome or outcomes of interest. The gold standard is the randomized control trial. In a randomized control trial, the intervention assignment is done in a random and often blinded fashion. Blinding is an attempt to make participants and or researchers in a study unaware of which intervention is given to which participants so that this knowledge does not influence their actions in the study. A double blind study provides blinding of both participants and researchers. This podcast on statistics in general internal medicine is derived from an outstanding chapter on this topic in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. Donna Windisch, Associate Professor in Internal Medicine at Yale University School of Medicine.